afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 29th, 2012. As always, we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Commissioner Alford, if you'll rise.
Please bow your heads. I'd like to offer this prayer for the people on the East Coast facing Hurricane Sandy, I believe. Heavenly Father, I ask for your mercy and your grace and your wise divine wisdom. As we conduct the business of Jefferson County, I pray for the people on the East Coast that's facing that storm. I pray that all of them remain safe and in your hands. I pray for the employees and elected officials of Jefferson County. I pray for those overseas fighting wars or protecting our democracy. I pray for our president. I pray for all of us as we make decisions that affect people's lives. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is to, approve specifications for an invitation for bids for the Sabine Bass Port Authority paving and drainage improvements. It's funded by Round 1, Texas Department of Rural Affairs Hurricane Ike Disaster Grant that's being administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item B is to consider and approve a contract price extension on a request for proposals for health care services for the inmates of Jefferson County Correctional Facility with NAFCARE Inc. from November 20th, 2012 to December 29th, 2012. That's a short time extension so that we can gather all the information we need on our rebids. Item C is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility from Tuesday, October 30th, 2012 at 11 a.m. to Tuesday, December 4th, 2012 at 11 a.m. Item D is to reject all bids for the invitation for bids for a term contract for elevator maintenance and repair for Jefferson County. Item E is to consider and approve an amendment for services for a term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Advex Inc. to cancel services at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Administration Office to become effective October 31st, 2012. Item F is to award, execute, receive, and file a contract for security improvements at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Lang Brothers in the amount of $236,111, and that's 100% funded by passenger facility charge application number 7. Item G is to consider and approve a correction to a contract reference number for term contract for temporary canteen catering following disasters or emergencies in Jefferson County. The corrected reference number of IFB 09-098KJS is what should be corrected as being in the original invitation for bids. Item H is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with Eco Labs, Hygio, Enviro Clean, Inc., and Sanitary Supply Company for a fourth additional one-year term renewal from November 9, 2012 to November 8, 2013. Item I is to consider and approve a disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item J is to consider and approve an auction of surplus property in accordance with Local Government Code 263.152A1 to be auctioned at Horn's Auction Company set for Saturday, November 3rd, 2012 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
And moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we can table item A on the burn ban. Item B is to authorize the county judge to execute a Texas Healthcare Transformation and Quality Improvement Program 1115 demonstration waiver certification of a governmental entity participating with hospital affiliates. Item C is to receive and file that transportation waiver program certification. Item D is to consider and approve a resolution for 2013 Indigent Defense Grant Application Contract. Item E is to consider and approve a proclamation for Home Care and Hospice Month. Item F is consideration and take possible action to name members of the Board of the Jefferson County Health Facilities Development Corporation in accordance with Article 2 of the bylaws of the corporation. And I believe the specific motion is to name the members of the court, just as with the, make the members of this the same as the board members of the Industrial Development Corporation. Item G will be tabled until next week, Loma. Item H is to consider authorizing county judge to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Port of Port Arthur Navigation District regarding the Port Security Grant Program funding. Mr. Swain acts as fiduciary on that program. Item I is to consider and authorize county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Fire Museum of Texas for storage of a vehicle. Item J is to receive and file the County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas Certificate of County Commissioners Court Member for Commissioner Everett Bo Alford for completing the Commissioners Court Advanced Curriculum for the year 2012. We have a motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items under County Commissioners Court?
Judge, just a point of clarification or actually acknowledgement. I want to acknowledge the this program that the Texas Certified County Commissioners Court member. This is a very prestigious recognition that Commissioner Everett Alford has achieved. It in details about some 140, 150 hours of extra curriculum. So I just want to applaud him for taking completing this course and getting that recognition. Congratulations, Commissioner.
Congratulations. Any other discussion on any of those other items? And again, the motion is going to be to name the members of the IDC board as members of the Board of Directors of the Health Facility Development Corporation. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you for coming down here, Chief Huff. I hope everything works out well. Thank y'all. Now I'd ask that's a little bit later in the way. Let's see. Do we have anyone that's here on behalf of Home Care and Hospice Month? Okay. Then we will move on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a 2013 budget transfer for mosquito control for additional cost for capital in the amount of $297, and item B is regular county bills, check numbers 372781 through 373015. Do I have a motion on those items? Oh, we've got a C and D. I saw regular county bills. I forgot we didn't meet last week. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 373016 through 373277. And item D is consider approving an intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission on the 2009 Port Security Grant Fund Program, for which we also act as fiduciary. Okay, do I have a motion on items A through D? Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and approve a plat of Gulf Fan Industrial Park in the Shelby Corzine League abstract number 14 in Jefferson County. That's within the territorial jurisdiction of the city of Beaumont. It's located in precinct 4. Item B is to consider and approve the advanced funding agreement amendment with TxDOT for the CB&I bridge replacement at the request of CB&I. It provides for additional bridge widening for utility adjustments. Excuse me, and that additional cost is going to be paid for by CB&I, or Chicago Bridge and Iron. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been working on that a long time, Commissioner.
Yes,
Alford.
Sir. We're gonna let Don give us just a little brief update on it.
Commissioner, as this states, this allows the existing utilities that are on the bridge right now to be placed back on the bridge when it's completed. And the most effective way to do this was widen the deck of the bridge outside the rail and put the utilities there in a convenient location rather than suspending them under the bridge as the way they are now. This turned out to be the best solution for everyone concerned, and TxDOT was willing to do this at the little additional cost for the construction cost and the engineering involved. That's what this is all about. Actually, we're getting moving with construction work out there right now. CB&I and the other utilities are beginning their relocation so that we can go to letting on this bridge finally. So we're finally getting some action on this bridge.
And it's very important at this point in time because the Purple Heart Bridge is about to go underway of a year, 2 years of destruction and rebuilding. And this is right now the only way we can have access to that particular property. I want to thank Don, and I want to thank both of you guys for everything you have done working with us close with those other companies.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Historical Commission, IMA is consider and possibly execute an amended certification agreement between the Texas Historical Commission and Jefferson County for participation in the Certified Local Government Program. The Historical Commission adopted new state rules for the certification program, and the National Park Service requires new CLG certification agreements if the state rules are changed. The original agreement was adopted back on January 9th of this year. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize Ramona Hutchinson, the designated historic preservation officer for Jefferson County, to execute, receive, and file a certified local government subgrant application for fiscal year 2013 to the Texas Historical Commission for the purpose of conducting a historical and cultural resources survey. The amount of the grant request is $8,265 and requires a 50% local match, which will be met within in-kind volunteer hours and Jefferson County Historical Commission budgeted resources. No cash match will be required for the county. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion or anything that you'd like to say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Ms. Goodman.
I wanted to introduce to the court Ramona Hutchison. She's the county's historic preservation officer, and she's the one responsible for doing most of the work on this grant, so, and it's been a great deal of work, so I want to acknowledge her and thank her for that, and also the other members of our CLG committee. They are all in attendance. Ron Ellington is here today, and he's our immediate past chair of the Historic Commission. Do you have anything you'd like to say about this grant, Ramona?
Well, I'm just looking forward to just doing this survey so we're in compliance with the Texas Code as illustrated in the grant, and letting people know the story of Jefferson County. A great advance.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Human Resources, item A is to consider and approve salary for the incoming employee relations compensation manager with the budgeted amount for fiscal year 2013, which is at 105.72% of the range. Do I have a motion on that item?
Judge, I have some concerns. I wanted to see how we get around what we put as a policy. I thought it was coming in at 80% of the salaries, and that's my concerns. I've expressed it to Kerry, and you know, I also have some concerns. We in a county that's pretty high in unemployment, and I think from now on, this court and every department, something like I did with down in Port Arthur with Health and Welfare, when there was opening, it was in Port Arthur. I asked Dr. Walks and Wayne, please try to get somebody down there. They have the highest unemployment rate. They did. I think we need to make sure that we hold all departments accountable, because the citizens that we serve here in Jefferson County, we have a high unemployment rate. We need to try to get those people to work. I want to make sure I put that on the record. And with that, I can tell you I have a concern, and my vote will not exceed the amount that we put in. I already have put that down, but I want to make sure I made myself known. Kerry, you can speak.
Okay. The 105.72%, let me ask you, it's been moved and seconded, is at what Jerome was making?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's all I was going to say was that I certainly understand where Commissioner's coming from, and he and I had a discussion about that. As I indicated in the letter that I sent to the court, I certainly feel that the qualifications of the individual that we were able to secure for this position far exceed the minimum, and I had no problem recommending to the court that that we come in. I think that you'll find that the talent level of the individual that we're going to hire is up to par, and I've heard from members of the court you need to find somebody good to replace Jerome, and I found somebody good to replace him, and that's why I've made this request to the court.
Kerry, did you understand what Commissioner Alford was saying, that as elected officials we're required to stay in the county? I'm not saying that employees are required, some are grandfathered in, but I hold a position that on my opinion only, and of course Commissioner Alford has shared it, that we watch tax, our tax, help me out here guys, statements every year that we get back from the comptroller's office, and we watch them because we want people to purchase here, we want people to work here, we want people to live here. On our property taxes and everything, we return a certain amount of our salaries by living here when we give it back to the tax appraisal district and the taxing agencies. So I concur with Commissioner Alford, and I would hope that you would understand. And that's one of the problems. I don't know the new employee. I don't want to even pretend that it's nothing personal against anyone, but that's something I hold dear, that we try and hire in our county. Two things I hold dear. We keep diversity in mind, first of all. Diversity, most qualified, but diversity. And they be Jefferson County citizens. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
How many applications did you have for the job?
We had in excess of 25 is what I would say.
Do you feel like this individual is the most qualified individual for the job?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I think Commissioner Weaver seconded it. Oh, okay. I'm backwards.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a no on my part also.
Okay. Three yeses, two noes. Okay. We'll move on to Sheriff's Department. Item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Daniel Duhon for 29 years of dedicated service to the Sheriff's Office. And item B is to adopt a resolution recognizing Lieutenant Mark Frederick for 30 years of service to the Sheriff's Department and the citizens of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Sheriff?
Lieutenant Duhon is not here. Lieutenant Mark Frederick is here. And I'd like
well,
to...
Well, can I go ahead and read the resolution?
Yes, sir. Please do. Please do.
Be it remembered that meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court on this date that the resolution was adopted as follows. Whereas Lieutenant Mark Frederick has devoted 30 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas he has dedicated his talents and services as sergeant in corrections at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, he pledged his services as lieutenant in corrections at the correctional facility, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, he's earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, he is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Lieutenant Mark A. Frederick for his dedicated service as a valuable employee and wishes you well in his retirement.
Thank you.
I would like to publicly commend Lieutenant Frederick. As I've said many times before, these corrections officers and supervisors and in that correctional facility out there are the unsung heroes in the sheriff's office. You don't see them on the 6 and 10 o'clock news. You don't see them in the public's eye. moving around in the community. But day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're out there doing a tremendous service for the sheriff's office, for me personally, but also for the citizens of this community. They have contributed largely to what I consider my successes in the sheriff's office, day in and day out there. Lieutenant Frederick has been given his leadership for the 16 years that I've been sheriff now out there and helping run that jail and a very successful operation out there, and I can't thank him enough, and we'll miss him.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Mark.
I hadn't planned on saying anything, but 30 years ago, September the 1st, 82, I came to work here. I was married for 3 years. I had a 9-year-old daughter. Now, 30 years later, that 9-year-old daughter is 31 years old, and my wife and I have been married 33 years. We've had two children while I was working here, and we raised and was able to send both my daughters to college. One graduated Sam Houston, the other one, that was Delia. The other one, Megan, graduated A&M. Both of them are really successful in their fields. My daughter's the head of the history department at Louisville Middle School around Denton, and my other daughter works as a chemist at one of the local hospitals in Houston. I have two fine son-in-laws. One's the professor at North Texas, and the other one is doing his internship to become a doctor. And then I have my youngest. My daughters are 31, 28, and 17, and my third daughter, named Whoops, is a senior at Westbrook, and she'll be graduating next year and hoping to go to North Texas. My wife Brenda's been working here and as a pharmacy tech at different places for the last 30 years or so. And I appreciate the recognition and thank the commissioners for the work they do also, and just want to thank everybody for being there for the citizens and being here for the employees of Jefferson County. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Deputy Frederick, do you have a brother that works for Port Arthur Police Department?
No, sir.
That's not really it.
Did any member of the court have anything they wish to add, or any public official? Yes, ma'am, Ms. Guidry.
Thank you, Judge Brannick. I just want to say that after 7 days of early voting, we have exceeded the 2008 election by 15% of the early voting mail ballots. The total amount last year at the end of the total early voting period was 2,589. We are already at 2,501. So this is a big election. Everyone seems to have a great interest in coming out and casting their ballots. We're trying to survive the last 5 days. I don't see it slowing up anytime soon. But I do want to take this opportunity to invite all of the commissioners to come out to the election barn on election night and meet the 114 election workers that will be coming in to bring in the media. This represents less than 25% of the people we employed for this electoral process. So just want you to be mindful of that. Everything's going great as far as I can tell. I haven't heard from any of you, so that's a good sign too. So thank you.
All right, anything else? If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned, and we will immediately go into an Industrial Development Corporation board meeting. First, we're going to have two meetings here. The first is going to be a meeting of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Secondly, we'll have a meeting of the Jefferson County Health Facilities Development Corporation. The agenda on the, and we're calling the meeting to order at 2:03. P.M. on October 29th, 2012. Only item on the Industrial Development Corporation agenda is for consideration and possible action to adopt a resolution approving post-issuance tax compliance policies for conduit bonds. We will go ahead, Mr. Goodson.
Thank you, Judge. Member of the court sitting as the board. This is a cleanup item at, following the issuance of our Jefferson Refinery bonds. As with all of your direct debt, you are required to now, under the IRS regulations, to ensure that bond proceeds are expended properly, that invested funds do not violate arbitrage rules. In a program such as Jefferson Refinery, which was a conduit bond issue, and these are not direct obligations of the county, the state of Texas, but are a project-based financing, we delegate to the borrower those responsibilities. Nonetheless, and having just returned from the National Association of Bond Lawyers meeting in Chicago, this is very important that we make it clear that we have adopted rules that that enfranchise to that project, in this case Jefferson Refinery, all of those obligations which Patrick and your other team of consultants manages on behalf of you for direct debt. So what this document effectively says is that on a conduit issue, and if we move to this next agenda item and y'all move, you'll see another set of these after we issue debt, if that's the pleasure of the board, for your other conduit, each of your other conduit issuers. The idea is to make the responsibility for tax compliance on the expenditure of project funds, the compliance with tax requirements, and the utilization of the funds exactly as it's been presented to court are the ultimate responsibility of that third party. Clearly, there's oversight by your bond counsel and your financial advisor, as well as your auditor. But we believe this is the appropriate step for the board to take, and we recommend the passage of the resolution as we presented it for the consideration of the board.
Okay, do I have a motion on the tax compliance resolution for the Industrial Development Corporation? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Thank you.
There's no other business to come before the Industrial Development Corporation. We will adjourn that meeting, and we will now immediately go into a meeting of the Board of Directors of Jefferson County Health Facilities Development Corporation, which are all here present. The first item on the agenda is for a presentation by legal counsel on updating the corporation records and consideration of possible conduit issue of financing. Go ahead.
Judge and members of the court, again, sitting as the board, we have enumerated here on your agenda all of the action items that I'll just capsule. The Health Facility Development Corporation is another one of your conduit issues, issuers, much like your Industrial Development Corporation and your Housing Finance Corporation, which you all do have a separate board for. A few months ago, we received an inquiry for financing through our county housing, not health, but housing finance corporation. And in the process of working with the prospective applicant who is here today, on behalf of the assisted living and memory care facility that they proposed to construct in Port Neches, Texas, we determined that the nature of the facility that they intended to propose for, again, a conduit financing was most appropriately considered under your financing process for your Health Facility Development Corporation as opposed to housing. And that has to do with the nature of this as a health and, again, memory assistant facility, more so than this is housing our more customary single-family and multi-family projects. So in working with the developer, Mr. Robert Johnson, your financial advisor for several of your entities, we suggested and presented both to them and to your bond counsel in Dallas. In that case, it's McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton has acted both for your health and your housing as the independent bond counsel. And in that case,
that, I'm sorry, say that again. Who was that acting as our bond counsel?
Mark Malvo of McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton. Mark's excellent lawyer, and I believe he's been down once before. Mark has strong ties to East Texas and is excellent counsel. And working with him, we concurrently agreed that it would be best if we could sort of resurrect the Health Facility Corporation. The Health Facility Corporation does not have as many opportunities now as it had sometime in the 80s and 90s, but the intent today would be to do several things, to update the records in the sense of reappointing officers to this entity, filing the required report with the Secretary of State, and then considering an application. This again is an assisted living facility of several beds that again will let the applicant go through. The facility will be known as Nature's Oaks Senior Living Limited Partnership, to be located on Knoll Street in Port Neches. And again, the process would be, if it's the pleasure of the board, to reorganize the board, and we would simply for the sake of ease, if you all choose to do so, it would be very convenient to use the same denomination of officers as you have for the Industrial Development Corporation, which is the judge sitting as president, Mr. Alford as vice president, Mr. Senegal as the secretary. That way, when we have documents for either one, it makes it a lot easier for Misty. Don't worry about me. It's only my legal assistant, Misty Muse, who takes care of all of these significant responsibilities along with our office.
Okay, and that's item and, two. Do I have a motion to that effect on item two?
I'll make a motion as stated to keep the membership the same as we have on the other. I'll make the officers the same.
Great, I'll second that. But Guy, I want a question. You said that we're resurrecting this board, and this group is more appropriate to come under this board. What were some of the projects that was done in the 70s and 80s?
Actually, the very first project that I'm familiar with is, and actually, I think, unfortunately, it may end up through action of a number of bodies to get ready to be a parking lot for what I understand may be a new major store up where the old Baptist Hospital is. But from us that are familiar, and some of you all served in different capacities, for a long time, behind there was the Ben and Julie Rogers Women's Center. Yes. Immediately behind Baptist Hospital to the north east. That facility was constructed with a conduit financing, part of the Scott and White facility that's immediately to the east of the old Baptist Hospital between them and Setma, I believe. Yes. If I got my directions correct, that was done. And then we did one other, you don't use the word nursing home, but to get, kind of give the flavor of what it was done, one or two of those were done, all of that from the 1980s to the 2000s. We have kept the corporation alive by filing what would be the next agenda item of the periodic report. But interestingly, none of those facilities of our major hospital organizations have had any utilization for the Health Facility Development Corporation. We represent these in some other counties, and they are normally done as what is, will be proposed today as a conduit issuer for a specialized type of care facility.
Okay.
Okay. Been moved and seconded on item two, that we retain the same officers and directors with the Industrial Development Corporation. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And item three is to authorize the filing of the periodic report with the Secretary of State on behalf of the Health Facilities Development Corporation. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And when we move on to this next one, I guess my question is going to be, I assume that in connection with the work you're going to have to do, that we're going to be reimbursed for the attorney's fees that you'll incur.
Yes, sir. There is a prepayment of certain fees and other obligations to cover the cost of the issuer in these conduit financings. And as a part of the presentation, We did want to say that before we leave the matter and turn it over to Mr. Glover on behalf of Natchez Oaks and the project to make a description for the benefit of the board, we have received the application from the applicant. We have received all of the required remittances, just as the judge noted. I think we could say at this point that we would deem this application, as we always advise the other entities, is it's administratively complete. We have received responses. We did ask for them to provide a couple of supplemental items having to do with the sort of the history and of this project and its interaction with local representatives in the city of Port Neches. And I think at this time I'll recognize Mr. Perry Glover of Neches Oaks Senior Living, and he can finish addressing those questions which we did ask that they be addressed.
I'll just say that, Mr. Glover, you may come up. I'll just say that this is in Precinct 2, so I had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Glover and Commissioner Weaver last week to get kind of a background on the project. I've also called the mayor and spoken to some of the city council people in Port Neches who are supportive of the project. So, anyway, Commissioner?
I want to make sure, Mr. Getson, that the county has incurred no cost. I think that's how we did it with the other project. I want to make sure. I heard him say your cost, but I'm saying no cost on the county.
That's correct. There were compensation checks written to your consultants, and any additional costs they have to cover. There's also a remittance that's made initially to the county, and then there's a continuing fee that's mentioned in your ongoing documents. So again, that's why we make the representation to the board that it's administratively complete.
Okay.
Like on Jefferson, we'll actually make a profit.
And that includes no future liability as well.
Okay. Yes, the
current or future.
Mr. Malvo is very careful and will be working with the borrower's legal counsel, the trustees counsel, the purchaser of these securities counsel, and we will, it will say in any offering documents and loan agreements, that no full faith and credit of this body, the county, the state of Texas, is given, and they do indemnify and hold us harmless. And if you all proceed to induce these bonds and they get issued, then just as with your IDC, we will come back and they will also assume that post-issuance IRS tax compliance as well.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Glover.
Appreciate the court and the corporation's time this afternoon. We are proposing to develop a 77-unit assisted living and memory care facility there on Knoll Street. Our unit mix is going to be composed of 45 assisted living units or beds and 32 memory care. We think that there's a strong need within the area for additional beds. While there are four or five run facilities within the area, senior housing actually is a necessity. There are seniors between the ages of 75 and 80. Actually, population is trending with some growth. So I have a partner of mine, Richie Etheridge, that's was raised in Port Neches. He is very, he understands the community and well-versed within what the community needs right now. Our proposed project, our total project is going to be a total of 55,000 square feet. It's going to be on 5 acres. We're looking at a total project cost of just under $16 million. Of that total project cost, my partners and I will be providing $3 million of that equity. So we are obviously believers in the project. The uniqueness of the financing that we have and we're working with H.J. Sims right now is really due to H.J. Sims chasing senior housing financing deals right now. And so with capital markets the way they are, this is a good way for us to finance a project. I'm sorry, yes, sir, just under $16 million. We're looking at as far as resident, caregivers, maintenance, utility, we're looking at about 35 jobs to bring to the area. Obviously, this is going to be a ground-up project, so we intend to we already have, through Scott Tucker Construction, bid this project. Right now, we have close to $2 million in subcontractors that we intend to work with, and that's just on the labor side. Clearly, materials would be local as well. So, appreciate your consideration.
Any questions? I know he had shown us a list of four or five local contractors that are going to be working on the job. So far, electrical, HVAC, plumbing.
Drywall, there's a lot of electrical, plumbing, I can name a few. Yeah.
And bricklayers, I think.
Yes, sir.
Bricklayers.
If you don't mind, make sure to find supplies.
Sir?
If you don't mind, make sure they purchasing local supplies.
Do our best.
Yeah, I'll tell you what just burns me up. I got a neighbor building a house, about a 12,000 square foot house on the corner from me. And he's got a Houston contractor building that house.
Carolina.
And all the trucks from Houston come over bringing lumber and everything else. Yeah. There's absolutely no way in the world that they can ship that lumber cheaper than they can buy it here. I mean, it's just impossible. But the builder's taking advantage of it.
Almost put 10 years.
I'll echo what Commissioner Alford said. We sure appreciate it. You very strongly suggest to your general contractor that whatever materials are available locally, to the extent that they can be competitively acquired, that he acquire them locally.
Absolutely.
Do y'all have currently have any other properties here in Jefferson County?
I do not.
In the surrounding counties?
Nor is Natchez Oaks.
Any other surrounding counties areas?
Not here, not in this area.
You in Dallas and Nueces County? Is that there? Matagorda County? Where?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's
other properties that y'all have in other parts of the state?
We closed on a project last year in Victoria, Texas. From an operating standpoint, it's worth mentioning, we use a third-party operations group. It's called Frontier Management, and they have several facilities within Texas that they operate. Some in Houston and Spring, they don't have any locally, but Frontier is has a AAA rating, if there was one, with the state as far as Department of Aging Disabilities. So Frontier, from a day-to-day, Frontier Management will be in charge of our operation.
You mentioned something back, and I want to go back to you. I know you said 45 assisted living individuals, and I assume that is 32. I didn't get that.
30, memory care?
Memory, okay.
So what we'll do in our design is it will, the goal is to have a facility where you can have somewhat of an aging in place. So if you start off your residency in our assisted living side of the wing, actually, five levels of care. If you had a sixth level of care, that would be your first level for your memory care. And obviously, for anyone who's had the unfortunate experience, had to make this transition to senior housing, the toughest part of this is actually getting your resident comfortable with making that transition from this type of needed care. And so it makes a lot of sense to have an additional need in the memory care side of it just down the hall. But it is in a secured wing. Different. It's under the same management, but it's own staff.
Is that the new term for Alzheimer's, memory care?
Yes,
what
sir.
Is that referring to?
Yes, sir. I think
Alzheimer's, dementia.
I think that
new terminology.
New terminology.
What's the
I
other
think
one?
Senior housing.
Organic brain syndrome.
I believe senior housing has drifted away from the nursing home, and then just the Alzheimer's facilities. And I think that on a memory care side, they have medicine is what it is, that they identify needs other than just Alzheimer's. There's just dementia.
So, and you'll be able to use that Dallas connection.
One of my partners and I were just talking about that. Love the drive here. Mm-hmm. We are looking forward to America. We're Fort Worth guys, so DFW's just right down the road.
There you go. If this project happens to be successful, do y'all have any future plans of expanding in this area?
You have a very good market.
Okay, good.
Yeah, item five is for consideration and possible action on an inducement resolution with respect to the issuance of bonds to finance a senior living project, specifically for the Nature's Oak Senior Living Project, which specifically on the record, we're approving only as a conduit issue with no liability whatsoever to Jefferson County. And making sure that Mr. Malvo knows that that's the case. And so, do I have a motion on that item? Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Goodson, who are you suggesting on agenda item 6 to be designated the TEFRA hearing officer?
Just whomever, either a member of the court, your counsel, whoever you would like to designate. As you know, it does has to be a designated representative, and Mr. Malvo will work to get the TEFRA notice out. It's a fairly bland meeting normally, but when you get to health facilities and the type, we may have some interested parties show up. So we normally would like to conduct them with the pleasure of the court up here where there's plenty of room. We've done them at our offices, but we find it's sometimes people like to be up here and allow individuals or groups that are interested to come forward.
You think somebody will actually show up?
Now we're a little bit more on that because you said we get some interest in it. Do you see any obstacles or showstoppers showing up?
I think
no.
I,
in fact, to the contrary, my thing is more of interest in as a not young man anymore who just lost his father this year to Alzheimer's and saw it from the progression from very early stages of dementia on through. You really appreciate these facilities, and more importantly, them being located close to family and friends. So I think this is not an unmet need in this community. It's probably an under-met need, and this will provide an excellent opportunity for a community that we know has a significant population of retirees, and people I think will use it.
I've done 4 or 5 TEFRA hearings, and at 3 or 4 of them, nobody showed up. And I think at one we did for that low to moderate income apartment complex, you had about 3 residents show up just because they wanted to understand how, as the apartment complex was being upgraded, how they were going to be moved around. And that, so it's not normally anything. We've never had any criticism at any.
No, it's more curiosity and question answering. But we, whoever the court wants to name, we will just notify Mr. Malvo.
Well, subject to, I guess, I normally do it. I guess what I ask for a motion for is for me to be named TEFRA hearing officer with Mr. In my absence, I guess, the mayor to be, Mr. Goodson to be named as the alternate.
Pleasure of the board.
Of course, I'll be happy if anybody else wants
so
to
moved.
Do it. Okay. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you, Judge. We'll keep you informed. We do have a few autographs for Mr. Senegal and you, Judge, if you don't have a moment.
We just signed the inducement resolution for the issuance of the bond. So now what is the process from here? Does he have to go to the AG to get into the queue?
We have to go to the bond review board to get an allocation of funds for the project, but there's a significant surplus right now, but there is a genuine interest in getting this filed very quickly because it goes back into, as you all recall from the housing, you roll back into a pool. I believe it's after the 15th of this month, so we're very interested and appreciate the board meeting so that we could get these documents signed and returned to Mr. Malvo so you can get them to the bond review board.
Okay. Go ahead and come on up, Mayor. Is there anything any other member of the board wishes to bring before us? If not, we are adjourned and you can turn that off.